I'm John Scott. Israel's prime minister is included in a group the International Criminal Court wants arrest warrants for.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in connection with their actions during the seven-month war between Israel and Hamas. Karim Khan adds he believes Netanyahu, his defense minister, and three Hamas leaders are responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fast-moving storms with strong winds, large hail, and apparent tornadoes, leaving a trail of damage in Oklahoma and Kansas. Those storms struck Sunday and damaged nearly 20 homes in one Oklahoma county, injuring at least two people. Also at SRNNews.com, there's growing political pressure to remove the chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. More from Greg Clunkston.
FDIC Chair Martin Gruenberg's job is in jeopardy following a report about the agency's toxic workplace culture and growing calls from Congress for a change in leadership. Senator Sherrod Brown, who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, became the first Democrat to call on President Biden to replace Gruenberg. Last week, a White House spokesperson said there were no personnel decisions to announce at the FDIC, which is one of several banking system regulators. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hunter Biden pressing for a delay in his federal gun case, asking an appeals court in Delaware to pause that. The trial set to begin next month on June 3rd, and that's shortly before the scheduled start of another Biden trial on tax charges in California. The Dow down 146 points, the NASDAQ adding 106. This is SRN News. A Salvation Army official calls out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A measure to repeal a now defunct Nebraska law that would use public money to fund religious school tuition has been pulled from the November ballot. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evans says that because another law passed this year repealed the tuition statute, the ballot measure is now moot. Legal battles over similar legislation are taking place in several other states. This is SRN News. South Africa's highest court has barred former President Jacob Zuma from running for parliament in next week's general election.
The court said the South African constitution bars anyone who has been convicted and sentenced to more than 12 months in prison from running for office. Jacob Zuma had argued that he served only three of his 15-month sentence. That was after his successor, President Cyril Ramaphosa, granted him remission. Mr. Zuma's face will, however, still appear on the ballot paper as leader of the newly formed MK Party in the May 29th elections. South Africa's electoral system has voters choosing parties rather than individual candidates for president.
BBC correspondent Ann Soy. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico's condition is improving following an assassination attempt last week that shocked the European Union nation. The suspected assailant remains behind bars. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.